Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chav Ches, and we're looking at Simon Hay. So the Chayodim quotes over here: Hamadamek Niyoris Medebek Vehiyus Behen. Person wants to attach two pieces of paper together, and he uses glue as the medium to connect the two of them together. So. So if a person attaches them, that's a told off teifer. Teifer is taking the two separate items, two pieces of cloth, using a medium, the thread, to attach them together, that they should become one unit. A person takes the two pieces of paper, uses the glue as the medium to connect the two of them together, they should become one unit. That is the malacha. It's very similar to the malacha of Teifer. So it's a tolda of Teifer. It's physically different. The process is using glue as opposed to using stitching. So it's only a tolda. It's not physically the same. But conceptually, the purpose, the function is fairly similar. As that goes into under the umbrella of being a toldo. The Korea, as we'll see in the next cloud, the primary example of Korea was you had stitches which was stitched together, and they had to be taken out in order to restitch them. Either they were not stitched together properly, or they were stitched together, but subsequently something caused the stitching to go bad. And so you need to take the stitches out with the plan to restitch them in a better fashion. So that's Kriya Manaslitzvor. So if you could have such a scenario by the case of glue, you have two pieces glued together, and you separate the glue, so that's going to be considered the malacha of Kareya. Now, Kareya, in and of itself, is damaging a connection, which seems to be a Mekalko. So we have to, as we'll see, the name of the next klal is Kareya Manas Litzvor. It's only Kareya of Kareya. Kareya is considered something which is inherently Mekalko, unless a person does it Amanas Litzvor. And Mishabura comes out very strongly that it's not limited to Amanas Litzvor, as long as it's being done in a way which will be beneficial. One would be considered Amanas Lasak, and again, one would be Chayiv. So the example that he gives, we mentioned, you have an envelope which is the way it works, is it folds on itself and then it sticks together. And you open it up, and you're able to read it. So by unsticking it, you're from itself, you're able to now read the letters. It's a tikkun, which is taking place, and that's going to be chayiv. Let's say you have a situation where a person has an envelope, where inside of the envelope there is a letter or something of that sort the person wants. So the person opens the envelope by separating the glue, takes the internal contents out and reads it. So it's a tikkun. So that the Mishabur comes out that that's incorrect. In the envelope, the envelope has been destroyed. The envelope has been damaged. The envelope it doesn't have that connection anymore. There is a tikkun which takes place elsewhere, not in the envelope itself, but in something else. So, in order to address the issue of Mekalkel, that something should not be Mekalkel on Shabbos, we're going to use the approach that the person has to do the tikkun in the item where he's doing the action. Having the tikkun elsewhere would not be considered a tikkun, or it's considered a maisa, which is a Mekalkel, and one would be potter. So, this halacha of Medamek Niyor is considered a tolda of Teifer. So we picture gluing something together in a very strong fashion, and it's going to take a tremendous amount of effort to take it apart. But that is not true. Even if the connection is minimal, as long as it can last, so attaching it would be considered tifer, and removing it is considered kareya. For example, a person wants to take the adhesive of the back of a bandage, so that it's there to keep the stickiness, that the stickiness shouldn't stick to something else and then not stick to the person's body well, so it's kept, it preserves it in a pristine state. So when you're ready to use it, you take off the backing. The backing is glued onto the bandage with the stickiness of the bandage. The glue, which is on the surface of the bandage, holds onto this backing. Removing that backing, we go under the umbrella of the malacha of tofer and kareya. We have to know why that's going to be mutter to do so. So, Bez Hashem, we will clarify more in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.